Mike Weiser has been on the school board for 6 months, filling in for Bob Dothet, who left before his term expired. Weiser works for Community Health Center of Spokane as strategic planner. His challenger, Jennifer Thomas, did business development and brand planning, most recently on the Jonah Project, which aims to end sexual slavery in the Spokane area. Weiser says with his limited time on the board, he didn't feel comfortable citing any special personal accomplishments, but agrees with many of the directions the current board is going. He has some specific areas of interest, though, like improving ways of working with students with discipline issues.
The district has done a lot of training, a lot of work with our campus resource officers to try to shift from a suspend first mode to a let's find out what the issue is and see if we can address what's causing that behavior in the first place. So what I would like to see in the district is looking at kind of school by school, how do you have, does each school have the training in place to fully implement these practices? Do they have the space? Do they have the staff? What are the gaps? It's not just a matter of adding money. Sometimes it's just getting all the staff on board and fully trained.
Jennifer Thomas also cited looking more carefully at how the district works on discipline.
I think that we could probably reconstruct how we're spending some of that money on community resource officers to discipline kids. Let's look at the fact that it costs about $12,500 to educate a student every year. And we know that a lot of students who don't graduate wind up eventually being incarcerated. It's $50,000 a year to incarcerate somebody.
Weiser says while graduation rates have dramatically improved in the district in recent years, many students do not excel, and he would like to see more specialized programs to help those students.
It's just kind of instead of going into a subject area like, you know, let's study geology, let's give students a project or let them choose a project where they can kind of direct that learning themselves. And as they're completing that project, they can pull in those different disciplines and be their own teachers in some ways and really kind of have that motivation because they're controlling the project.
Similarly, Thomas believes apprenticeships might be more appropriate for some students that want to focus on learning a trade.
I think that internships and apprenticeships would be phenomenal, and I don't see a lot of that in district currently. However, again, there's great organizations who are wanting to really promote some of those trade programs instead of gearing kids towards post-high school.
One issue the candidates disagree on concerns school security. Mike Weiser does not like the idea of arming resource officers at the school.
And I would worry that if we armed resource officers that, you know, they go in kind of alone if there is a active shooter sort of incident. If they're not successful because they're not trained in using firearms the way police are trained, you know, each week, I'd worry that's a worse situation than if they had really just advised the police and made sure they're getting kids out.
Jennifer Thomas says she would like to study the issue more, but her gut feeling is armed resource officers might be a good idea.
If you were just asking me not as a candidate, I would say I'm completely in favor of there being somebody armed on campus. As a candidate, I need to do more research.
If you missed any of our election reports on air, you can find them at our website, SpokanePublicRadio.org. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.